And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studio. Happy Memorial Day continues with Sean Sebring from Fisherman's Processing. We're over here talking fish, processing fish, eating fish, all that good stuff, and catching them, too. You stay tuned. The Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 3rd, Pete Gray will be traveling to Loreto in Baja California Sur with the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, and his staff to host a live broadcast in the marina area of central Loreto. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Loreto. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. While working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 3rd, for a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Loreto, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Today is going to be a great show.
Yeah, indeed. Talking about what we all love, and that is eating our fish after we catch it. With the man who developed the whole thing here in San Diego, Sean Sebring from Fisherman's Processing. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Pete and Rick.
What's up, Sean?
Great to have you from Fisherman's Processing. Tell us about the history and how it all came to be at Fisherman's Processing.
Boy, fish processing goes back about 30 years. I was working for Fisherman's Canning, a different, you know, the can exchange business, and the need for processing came in. And, of course, all the fish back then were frozen solid popsicles.
Yeah.
And so
things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So the fish would come in, and your choice was to have it filleted or canned. There's so many more choices now. You can have the one-pound pack, the sushi cuts. All back then, it was you got it filleted. And we literally got it back from the guy that would fillet for us, big bags of just roasts, like big chunks. And we would wrap it in butcher paper and put it in a plastic bag. It wasn't vacuum sealed or anything like that. And that was how you got it filleted, and that was your choice back then.
I'll never forget, like, the old days at the tackle store, like, when, you know, the cart's coming up, and, you know, the cart's coming forward, and then Sean would throw the gate up, and, you know, you could feel when those 300-pounders, kaboom, when, you know, it's a 300-pound frozen block hitting the sidewalk. And,
yeah.
I mean, that was the old days.
And the fillets, I don't know, I didn't know tuna looked brown.
Yeah.
it tasted
it was
like
supposed to be reddish.
It was chocolate tuna. But then, yeah, and then from there we saw that there was a need for a little more
refinement
was a good word, and that's when Sportsman Seafood and Mario kind of got involved, and it got developed from there. But it's funny how for each process that's come and gone, I always observed, you know, things that they did well. And I remember when Anthony's came on the scene, they had a dockside service with Anthony's Seafood, and I really liked their smoke. Their smoked fish was really good. So when I opened my fish processor, I modeled my smoke after that.
Cool.
And before that, there was this little company that used to come, and they used to come all the way from Newport to meet the long range boats.
Well, I didn't
know
that.
So as you know, they didn't last long because that's impossible, but they made a jerky that was like beef jerky. It was cut thin, and it was just like beef jerky. I thought, God, that's amazing. That's really good. And so, of course, now if you've ever had my jerky, it's cut thin like beef jerky.
And
so I've just always, you know, taken a little bit from each processor that's come around and made it my own when I opened up Fisherman's Processing.
And then you add in the tuna burger now.
Here we got the tuna burger.
Yeah.
It's going well. I mean, lots of people are enjoying them. I definitely got a big fan club of that.
Yeah.
Making anything from tacos to meatballs to just making a teriyaki pineapple burger, you know. They're a real crowd favorite.
That's cool.
How many, I mean, do you have people that come in for the tuna burger to Fisherman's Process and say, just make my whole fish into tuna burger? Does that ever happen?
We have
Steve
orders
Bernard.
That literally they get, I can think of one off the top of my head right now. It was 85.6 pounds of patties is what I had. 85.6 pounds of patties.
Yeah, but they're so versatile.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they last a long time.
They last forever. They're sealed in our 5-mil bag, so they're well protected, and they last forever. They're just, and like you said, they're just good.
Yes. Every person has like their own twist on how they do them. Like I'm a smash it back up and make it a skinnier fatter but shorter patty and green Ortega chili. Like everybody's got their own. Everybody's got their own twist to them.
Yeah,
like,
I would love for people to email me how they do it.
Yeah, totally.
And I'll put their recipes on our website.
That's cool.
Yeah, send me an email on how you do your burgers, and because everybody does have their own way of doing
totally.
It.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, fun. So the tuna burger is basically it's your tuna. With a little bit of things to keep it together, right?
Right. We have to put the bread and the egg for binders, and then we add a little bit of seasoning to it, very mild though, and some fresh onion. They're mild.
You're giving out the secret sauce.
No, you don't know what seasonings I put in.
Okay.
But they're mild enough to where if you want a teriyaki burger, you don't taste my seasonings. You'll taste your teriyaki.
Yeah.
So we keep it mild, so they don't have a whole lot of character. But that's where you come into it. You make it your own.
But still plenty enough though that if you want to just rip open that pack, throw it on the grill and put it on a bun, they're killer.
Exactly.
They're great.
Exactly.
Yeah, you did such a good job.
And you put them in the 5-mil bag, which makes it last a long time, and put them in as big a quantity as you want in those bags.
Well, there's two 1/3-pound patties in each.
Two in each.
Separated
pack.
With some
okay.
The burger paper, you know, the wax paper.
So that's like one, you know, a serving for two people.
Exactly.
And you pull out multiples.
And that's the way you package them.
And that's it. And they're ready to go. And with that product, what's nice about that is we actually make we pre-make them.
Okay.
So you can get that same day. You can bring your fish to me, and I'll know exactly how many pounds of burgers you should get back for the fish you give me, and you can take that same day. You don't have to wait for me to make burgers out of your fish.
Okay.
That's cool.
Good. That's awesome. So, and then, of course, what are the other services you offer if you bring your fish in?
You bring your fish in, of course, our basic service is filleting. And what we do is a table-ready filleting, all bloodline off, cleaned up, table-ready.
Literally table-ready.
Yeah. You open up the pack, you start cooking.
Yeah.
You don't need a knife.
No
trimming. Fork. Yep. And then we also offer the smoke, and it's a hickory wood smoke. Excellent. We're real salt conscious when we make our smoke and try to keep it as moist as possible. That's a great option. We also offer the tuna jerky, and we give three flavors for that. We got teriyaki, pepper, and a spicy hot. Those come in about a half pound portion, also 5 mil bags to keep it fresh for a long time.
Amazing jerky.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Real good. And then the tuna burgers, of course, we just talked about. And then our last product is we also do canning. And that is a once-cooked can, which is kind of how the gourmet style of canning is. Just like you do it at home with the jars, this is done in the same process where they cook the fish. They custom, and it's cooked in the can, which keeps all the omega-3s intact with the fish. And that comes in a natural, which is no additives, olive oil, and jalapeno.
Wow.
And that the difference between that and like your store-bought regular is that fish that you're getting, you know, just your regular can, they cook it two times, right? Is that what you've said?
That's correct. Like
they'll cook it to get it off of the bone of the fish?
Yeah, they'll cook the whole, they actually cook the whole fish, and then they harvest the meat or the protein off the carcass, put it in a can, and this is where you see spring water added. Well, it sounds all like, ooh, they're putting spring water in. They're doing that to rehydrate the fish because it gets really dried out because all the oils and omega-3s, all that, drip off the
cooked
fish.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, so they put it in the can, rehydrate it with spring water, and then it's called retorting. They retort that in the can one last time. So that's why they call it twice cooked, because it actually gets cooked twice, where the difference is ours, the raw fillet is put into the can, and then it's the lid's put on it, and it's cooked in the can.
You're putting a loin of tuna in a can, throwing some jalapeno in there, and sending it.
That's it.
Perfect. Yeah. Just much like you do at home canning.
Exactly like you do at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, the jars are done the exact same way.
And so that's an option that you can have when you bring your fish to fish.
Yeah, so we have all those options, and they're all good.
Nice. Now, what if Rick and I are going out and we catch a bunch of fish, which we certainly always hope to. Can we bring our fish to you, even if we're not on one of the San Diego sport fishing boats?
Absolutely. Starting in June, we're open from 7 to 3 every day of the week, including Saturday and Sunday. And walk-ups are completely welcome.
7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Awesome.
Now, we used to have a dock that we used for boats to pull up, but that dock is not in my control, and it has deteriorated so bad that I don't feel it's safe for boaters to use that dock anymore, so I stopped receiving fish at the dock.
Okay.
So that's unfortunate, but you can drive up with your coolers. My team will jump out there, weigh up all your fish, we'll take it right at the back door. If we're cutting same day, we'll just put yours right in the mix and cut it that same day while you wait. You're certainly welcome to drop it off and pick it up at a later date as well.
So 7 to 3, so if you get back later than 3, just put your fish in a cooler, bring it the next morning.
That's, yeah. A lot of, you know, you can always call. If I'm still there, I'll take your fish.
Okay, that's rad.
If I'm there. We're there later, and we say 7 to 3, it's a guideline.
You'll put it in the cooler and cut it the next day.
Yeah. We usually cut off same day service at about 2 o'clock, so we have a chance of getting out of there before midnight.
Especially tuna, though, it's better to cut it the next day, right? For almost any fish, really.
I think letting it soak a day or two is it kind of firms up. Yeah, firms up, and it gets
all those muscles relax. Yeah, exactly. It's just a better product.
But, you know, I've also cut it same day that they caught it.
Yeah.
It just depends. Getting it super cold is the key.
That's key.
I think that's what if it takes a day or two to get the core of it cold, then it takes a day or two. If you can get that core super cold same day, I think it does the same thing.
Yeah. I've told this story before. In Hawaii, they don't even cut a tuna for 3 days.
Yeah.
They leave it in the bag on ice 3 days. Don't touch it for 3 days.
Really?
Before they even cut it, yeah.
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 I don't care when it gets cut as long as it's Raymond that's cutting it. That's the only thing. That's my only criteria.
Is Raymond incredible or
not? Yeah. I don't care. I don't care how it happens. As long as that guy's, as long as that guy, the knife's in that guy's hands, it always seems to come out right.
Yeah. I do have an amazing crew. I got to really put a shout out to all of them. I mean,
no doubt.
Raymond's the lead cutter, but it goes far down the table from there. I mean, I've got a team of cutters, baggers. You know, they're the ones that may, Fisherman's Processing so successful and what it is. I mean, day and day, they're just a great team. They just go to work every day. They all know their jobs. They jump in there and the magic happens. They are.
Yeah. Raymond is like an artist with a knife.
Well, he is, and Fernando right across the table.
Well, Fernando's really good.
He's amazing too, and you just go down the table, and every one of them have incredible skills.
Yeah. And what's amazing too is you let people watch too, because it's kind of a play really when a big processing comes in to watch the process go on. You know, the initial cut by Raymond and Fernando, and then it moves down the line for the trimming and the bagging and
Fernando and Raymond take it off the bone, and it goes to Pedro and then George, and they take the skin off and the first bloodline out, and then it goes down to Felix and Marty, and they do kind of a final trim on it, and then it goes to John and Brian, and what they do is they do the portioning, whatever portion size, if you add 1 pound pack or 2 pound pack, they portion it and put it on, and everything gets labeled and on a tray, and then it goes on down into the bagging area from there.
And table ready, Pete, which you touched on, is something that you can talk about or something you can do like process. I mean, that really is it. There's no little teeny tail piece. Like, the sizes are all the same, so it's easy to cook. I mean, and literally, you open the bag and put it on the grill. There's nothing else. There's no speck of skin. There's no speck of scale. There's just nothing. It's a
table
perfect,
ready.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's what we
open the bag, throw it on the grill.
That's what we aim for every time.
That's why you want to use Fisherman's Processing.
I
mean, hey, we both cut a lot of fish. It's like, I don't ever want to cut fish again because it's never as good as what you guys do at Fisherman's Processing.
That's it. Like, it's a standard that's just higher than I can achieve. Like, do I have the ability to fillet a tuna? Yes, but is it ever going to come out as good as Fish Pros? It's not.
No,
it's just not. You know, those are professionals. It's a, you know, it's your farm league team or the major league team. Like, that's
plus,
the difference.
You put it in the vacuum bags and it stays good for a year.
I always say a year. Everybody always tells me it's good for 2 years. For the first time, it was that day at the dock. Somebody comes up and says, "I just want you to know, I opened a bag that was 4 years old."
Whoa!
And he goes, "It was like the day I caught it."
Wow!
That's cool.
And I said, "Well, that's amazing. I don't recommend that, but that's amazing. 4 years and it's still good."
Yeah, and that's all. It all comes down to right from when you catch that fish, taking care of that fish. So let's talk about that for a second. What's the best way to take care of that fish? If somebody's now, when you go on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, Shogun, you know, all the top long-range boats, they do it for you. But what is that process to make it done right so that when they bring the product to you, that it's that is ready for that ultimate treatment?
Talking kind of private boater?
Yeah.
I would say the most important thing they can do is bleed the fish to start with and get it on as much ice, get it covered in ice if they can. Those kill bags are perfect for that because you can just fill those things with ice and just pack that fish in so good. Don't gill and gut it. It's not necessary. If it's less than 3 days, it doesn't need to be done. All you're doing is opening it up prematurely. Just leave the fish closed. Its skin will protect the meat. Don't open it up. Ice it, bleed it, and just keep it on ice until you can get it to us.
Okay. Ice is the key.
Ice is the key. Don't short, you know, anticipate catching fish when you get out there and have ice ready.
No such thing as too much ice.
No.
You've seen a lot of fish. What's the difference between a fish that is properly cared for and a fish? What do you see when a fish is not properly
when you open it up?
It's different each species, but let's just talk about tuna. With tuna, if it's not properly cared for, it's the texture that gets affected the most. It really kind of gets soft and mushy.
Soft and mushy.
And tuna.
And there's no bringing that back.
I mean, once it's soft, and you can't. Literally, you can see the rings in the loins. On a well-kept tuna, when you run a knife through the cut a steak, you can feel it hit each ring.
No kidding.
And it kind of like as you go through. That's when you know that fish is just perfect.
Yeah, well taken care of.
That's a perfect fish.
And that's all about getting that fish cold.
Getting the fish cold as fast as possible.
Okay.
And then without freezing it, of course, but with just using ice. The texture on that is what really gets affected by how you take care of it.
Do you think that there's an advantage or disadvantage from just putting ice or putting a mixture of ice and water, like that slush? Well, I know Fisherman's Processing always utilizes the slush bins at the... Is it better to keep them in water with ice? Is it, if you got plenty of ice, is that just as good? Is it better?
If
what do you
you're
think
able
that?
To make a slush bin of sorts out of whatever you have on your boat, make the slush bin.
Okay.
Definitely, because then it's around the fish in every spot. Ice, it doesn't always get everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little salt water in there.
You can. You can use the seawater and ice it up. Just pour ice in there, make a slush bin out of it. If you can, out of your cooler on board. Yeah, if you can do that.
Better to use salt water than fresh water.
Sure, it gets colder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
as
cool.
You can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A lot to talk about taking care of your catch.
30-year history of the guru of making sure this stuff is right. It's going to be a great show. So much to talk about, so much to cover, and some great fishing to talk about as well. We got a great show for you today, and we would love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only is that your opportunity to get to talk to the man, Sean Sebring, Captain of Fisherman's Processing, that is, we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. That's a $100 gift certificate to get to go to Fisherman's Processing and utilize on all of those great services we talked about. You want to add that to your filet total? You want to add some tuna burgers, some smoke, some jerky? You got $100 coming your way to Fisherman's Processing and a 3-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. How about that for a cool prize?
Yeah, that's a big prize.
No doubt. Go on the Liberty, catch yourself a 100-pound bluefin, and then bring it on in to Sean and have those guys cut it up for you. I'd say it's a perfect combo. So a great prize. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to win that trip and that great gift certificate to processing, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Everyone likes special treatment, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palms Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800. 57, or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to vote, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
To the wars are coming, you can be a part of the battle. This is Captain Dave Marciano from Hard Merchandise and Nat Geo's hit show, Wicked Tuna. This is your opportunity to fish with me, Captain Paul Herbert, or Captain Greg Meyer aboard three of San Diego's top boats. Now, Paul keeps spouting off about how he's going to win, but frankly, I'm more concerned about Greg. He is one heck of a fisherman and could certainly lead his team to victory. The two-day trip departs June 21st and returns on the 23rd for weigh-in. Whether you're fishing or not, plan on joining the captain's reception the evening of Tuesday the 20th at the beautiful Valley High Restaurant in San Diego Bay, where you can meet and greet all of us and talk tuna with a bunch of great people and have a chance to win some amazing prizes. It's all about taking kids fishing and supporting the great Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program. So join me, Captain Dave Marciano, for a fun evening at the Valley High and go fishing on one of the three top boats with us and catch some tuna. Check CaptainRollo's.org for more information. Spots are going fast. Sign up today.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Well, if there wasn't a guess if Sean was a popular guy, absolutely every single phone line into the show totally packed solid right now. But we're going to get you through if you want to get through. There's tons of time. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
Be patient with our buddy Adam. He's got it all going over there. He's running the board as well as the phone. So say hi to Adam and thank him for his hard labor there. So let's jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They are packed up. Let's start it off with Cliff, who's calling us from Lakewood this morning. Cliff, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Cliff?
I had a couple of questions. One was, wasn't Rosie involved with Fisherman's Processing? Now she's in Cedros? And my second question was, how do you guys make jerky? Do you dehydrate it, or is it smoked, or how did that jerky make?
Yeah, to answer your first question, Rosie was involved, and I'm not sure exactly what she's doing now. But she's no longer at Fisherman's Processing.
Yeah, she's at Cedros.
Okay, she's at Cedros. Okay. And then the jerky is it's done in our smoker, but it's not the same program as the smoked fish. It's a jerky program that works more on a dehydration type of schedule, and that's how that's made.
Is that just a difference in how, like, the heat is applied or how long, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's kind of a low process, low heat.
How long?
It takes about 5.5 hours for
wow.
a load, yeah.
And you have this amazing smoker.
Yeah, we do. It's big. It's a big commercial smoker. It's all digital, computerized for temperature.
You
can control your heat. It's amazing.
That's cool.
I can cool it off. I can heat it up. I can put more smoke on it. I can take smoke off.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And you use hickory as your primary.
Hickory is our wood, yeah, for everything from jerky to smoked fish.
All right.
That's totally interesting to me, and a really good question, because I had no idea it was, you know, the same cooker, I guess, if you will, you know, but as the smoke. But there's such different products that you just wouldn't have thought. The jerky that you guys make is the best. I mean, it is so, so good. There's a lot of great, you know, fish jerkies out there, but I think they all pale in comparison. It is so, so good.
Yeah.
It is good. And it's the thing about your jerky is that it's not dried out.
Yeah, it's right.
Still moist, but that's and delicious.
And that's the fine line that we try to walk and, you know, to keep it. We don't want it to be like bark if we can. We want it to be a little bit chewy like it should be.
Yep.
So good.
Absolutely.
It's a crime not to have a cold beer with it.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing, man.
Cliff, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head down to Rancho Lanero. Gary Barnes-Webb is filling in for John Ireland this morning. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going up north?
Hey, everything's going great. Your ears must have been burning because we were talking about you, Sean. It was just down there and just had a great time.
Well, I hope you guys have packed your bags. You're coming down soon, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm coming down. Yes, indeed. I'll be down there Saturday, Gary, for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament. So looking forward to it.
Excellent. Well, I think your timing's pretty good here. You know, you've had the weirdest May I've ever remembered. I mean, it's been windy from the north and windy from the east. Kind of crazy, you know, up and down fishing. But overall, really good fishing. A lot of stuff been going on. But I think your timing for the tournament's going to be perfect because I see today is absolutely flat, calm, with beautiful sea conditions as it was yesterday. But we've had good fishing at tuna. We're still getting tuna. If those guys that are ranging outside, you know, looking for schools, there's schools all over, dotted all over the East Cape. You can. It's actually with the light fishing pressure, it's kind of fun. You know, you get on a school there, there's only one or two boats, so you really can look after the bite a little better. We also had tuna down there by Frailes. That bite's been going on for quite a few months now. They're better fish, you know, in the 30s, nice fish. The only thing is it's a static bite, you know, you chum in with squid and put in a bigger piece on it, chucking it over. It's not a wide open fishing, but definitely worth the effort. And suddenly marlin have shown up everywhere, really, really good marlin fishing right now. The jumpers all over the bay here. I would say the best, as usual, is trolling, you know, from Lariwera down to Cabo Pulmo, really good water, stretch of water there. I mean, there have been Dorado mixed in there and a few Wahoo. But the stripers are mostly hitting on the troll. They're hitting Ballyhoo. You know, if you see a tailor, obviously you're going to lob a nice live bait at him there. So I would say it's a fair split between trolling and lobbing baits to tailors right now. We have a lot of fly fishermen in the resort right now. Most of them are working the beaches and close inshore. There've been good rooster fish. There's a lot of bait working up and down the beaches at the moment. So there's good jacks and rooster fishing around. The reefs were a little quieter this week. Nobody really worked them, you know, with the current and the breeze blowing. You know, the water temperature dropped 5 degrees on us at the beginning of the week. So everything changed a little bit with that wind. But all in all, good fishing, and I think your timing is excellent for the tournament next week.
Fantastic. Are we going to go chase some roosters on the beach?
We'll see. We'll see. If there's some action out there, we'll definitely don't do it.
All right. Sounds like fun, Gary. And I'll tell you what, Dr. Bob Blum, our tournament director, is all set. We want to thank Rick from Sport Fishing Financial and Dave from Statewide Stripes. $500 each for the largest tuna or the largest Wahoo or Dorado up for grabs. Cash money for our for our tournament there. Going to have a great group of people looking forward to the tournament, along with gift certificates to Fisherman's Processing and then, of course, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, gift certificates to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and, of course, a trip to return to defend your title the following year to Rancho Leonero for the big winner. So going to be a lot of fun, a lot of prizes, and we're looking forward to our group. I might add that, you know, I think there's still a room left if you want to come. And I know Scorpion Sport Fishing, Matt, still has a boat available if you want to fish on a super deluxe boat, one of his twin outboard center console or his 35-foot Cabo. I believe he still has one of those boats available for the tournament if you want to fish with Scorpion Sport Fishing or one of the ranch boats. Going to be a great time, Gary. We're looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing all you guys again, too.
All right. If somebody wants to come down, book a trip, now's the time. How do we get a hold of you?
Well, as I always say, log on to our website, www.rancholeonero.com, and check out the action. Or call our 800 number, 646-2252, and they'll get you set up.
All right. Gary Barnes-Webb, filling in for John. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you. We'll actually see you on Saturday, and we'll talk live on Sunday right here with Ricky, and Let's Talk Hookup.
Excellent. Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks very much, Gary. All right. Very good. Let's go ahead and jump in those jam-packed phones.
You got it. How about we talk to Jerry, who's calling us from San Antonio, Texas this morning. What's up, Jerry? Calling us a little ways away from home.
Yeah, gentlemen, how y'all doing?
What's up, Jerry?
Hey, I was born and raised in California, fished the boats forever, you know, 3-5 day trips, whatever. And if I went down there in the fall to get on a boat, if I could get on one, if I had it processed, what does it consist of to send it to San Antonio? Would it go to the airport, Chicago area? Would it go to my house, and how is it packed? And I want to hang up so I can hear my answer.
All right. Thanks for calling. Are you listening to us on the app?
Yeah,
very good. All right, Jerry. Thanks a lot for the call.
Every Saturday, Sunday.
All right.
Thanks, Jerry.
Good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, when you're out of town and you need your fish shipped, it's not a problem at all. We do it every day. What it gets boxed up in a styrofoam box with a cardboard outer liner, and the styrofoam's about an inch and a quarter thick, so it's well insulated. We put the blue gel pack ice in there with your fish. We freeze it solid. You have the option of sending it FedEx to your door, or you can get it to the nearest airport. Airport option's a little bit cheaper. It's about usually about $1.15 a pound for shipping to the airport, and about 25% more than that if you want to do FedEx to your door. But we just for the first time shipped some fish all the way to Japan.
Wow. No
way,
yeah,
really?
We just did it for the first time, and we got a box there. It took 2 days and 8 hours, and they got it, and it was still frozen inside, and everybody was happy.
That's so cool.
That was using FedEx, yeah.
So if you get your fish within 2 days, it's still going to be frozen.
Yeah.
In that.
Generally speaking, I don't know what temperatures that fish, that box experienced on its way to Japan. Certainly, summertime you might not get 2 days out of it if it's 115 degrees out or whatever.
So,
but
how much fish can you get in one of those boxes pound wise?
I have four different size boxes, so we can fit the right box for the amount of fish you have. Anywhere from the small box holds about 10 pounds, and we go all the way up to about 60 pounds of fish.
So if you want 60 pounds, pick up at the airport, how much does it cost to ship that?
Probably, depending on where it's going, let's just say the Bay Area, because a lot of people are from the Bay
California.
Area. It's probably going to be about $60 to $75.
Not bad. Yeah.
For
60 pounds of fresh fish?
And the cost of the box, it's about $49, because they're expensive boxes. They're all airline approved, special made for this. And then you're processing, so
you don't have to sit around and wait for your
fish.
That's
what I'm saying, though. To get off a long-range boat and throw $100 down and have your fish show up at the airport, are you kidding me? Like, that's a no-brainer.
And it's certainly not worth coming back down for. Yeah. And a lot of people don't realize to ship to, Los Angeles area, it's within the one-day ground for FedEx.
Okay. Oh.
So literally, like a 60-pound box, under $20 to send to L.A.
Under $20.
It's under $20.
No kidding. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that at all.
No, it's because it just fits into their one-day ground service, which means it doesn't have to go priority overnight.
Yeah. Oh.
So it's a lot cheaper.
That's cool.
Yeah, certainly a great option for sure. Hey, appreciate that call this morning. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones. We know one line opened up at 877-792-1090. You want to have a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to Fisherman's Processing and go fishing aboard the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing. There's your shot.
You got it. Let's talk to John. Looks like he's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Sean, you mentioned a sushi cut. Could you describe what that is and what makes that cut best for sushi?
I'm so glad you asked. I had the exact same question, John.
Yeah, sushi cut, it's on a tuna. And we usually do it with a tuna that are at least 25, 30 pounds. If it gets smaller than that, you start messing things up, and I'll explain that. But what it is, on a tuna, you got on the top of the tuna, you got two nice top loins. If you take one of those top loins and you cut the shoulder off, the part nearest to the head, and then you go about 5 or 6 inches back, that's your prime meat on the top loin. That's your sushi cut. We leave that about 5, 6 inches long, that big chunk. And then, like most people make 1 pound portions out of the rest of the fish. But with that sushi cut, the reason it's so nice is because you can cut that down. When you're ready to eat it, you can cut it down and you can shape it however you need. If you're making hand rolls, if you're doing seared, you can make your blocks for seared. If you're making poke, you can do that. But it is the prime meat right behind the shoulder on the top loin of a tuna that's like 30 pounds. The reason that we do at least 30 pounds is because if you do it on a small one, you start wasting fish, because if you cut the shoulder off and it's only like 2 inches long, then you get this little piece of meat, and then you waste it. So in that case, you might want to either do full loins if it's a small fish, or half loins if it's kind of in between. That's a better way to do that.
It's this primo piece, but as you guys always do, you're trimming away the things that aren't the most prime piece for it. So you gotta have some excess fish there to. Before you decided to
exactly. Gotcha. Yeah, but that excess fish can become a 1 pound portion.
Sure.
So if the fish is big enough, but if it's small fish, then that excess fish becomes smaller.
I gotcha.
And we don't want to give you a little nugget of fish. We'd rather give you a 1 pound chunk and then the sushi cut thereafter.
How do you know what to do with your fish? I mean, can you advise people that say, I don't know, I want to get the best I can. What do I do with this thing?
Yeah, certainly. You'll probably interact with either myself Well, we have Melanie, who has been involved in fish processing for, gosh, probably 15 years now. And we also have Erica. All of us are knowledgeable about fish. Don't feel like you need to know exactly what you want. Come up and say, hey, this is what I have. What do you recommend? Absolutely. We'll go over all your options with you and tell you what we think is best to do with your fish. And yeah, we'll give it to you straight.
What's the most common order?
1 pound pack sushi cut.
Okay.
on tuna.
Yeah, and that means they're getting the two pieces of sushi cut and then the rest all just in.
Exactly. Range. And you always get your belly.
One from each top loin.
Yeah, okay. One sushi cut from each soft loin. But, you know, if you got a 200-pound fish, we might be able to get two sushi cuts off each side, which would be four total for a fish.
Okay.
Off the bigger fish.
If you catch yellowtail, can you get the collars?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We offer you no limit. You can have as many collars as you want. The yellowtail, it's $3 additional, but we clean them out real nice.
You do a great job.
Oh, my God.
Fins
yes.
off. I mean, again, table-ready collars. They're ready to go in the broiler or whatever you want to do with them on the grill. And they're vacuum sealed in a 5-mil bag, and $3 it's well worth it.
And you, like you said, you get the bellies too.
Bellies are always included. A lot of people say, "Oh, I want to make sure I get my bellies." With us, you always get your bellies. You can identify them because it might be the only thing in your whole order that has skin on. We leave the skin on because the belly meat will fall apart if you take the skin off.
Yeah, pretty special treatment that you get as fish.
So rad,
no question. And you charge by the whole weight of the fish, right?
Correct. In the round, yes.
In the round.
95 cents for our regular filleting service, and that's just a 3-mil bag, which is perfectly fine bag for, you know, a year storage.
That's what I use.
Yeah, it's perfect. There's nothing wrong with a 3-mil bag. We have the 5-mil bag, which is a very good bag for long-term storage. If you know you're going to do one trip a year, and you know, I would go 5-mil with that. Or if you're shipping it, it's a lot more durable for shipping. And that's $1.05 for that service.
Okay. An extra 10 cents.
And you can have it any way you want.
The bigger bag, is it that it gives you a better seal? Is it that it's just stronger, so if it's rubbing around, it doesn't get through? Like, what are the advantages?
I would say
the reason, I guess.
The durability, the rubbing around, the less likelihood that it's going to pop open.
Okay.
The seals are good on both, but I would say because there's more material on the 5-mil,
sure.
It seems like it welds better. Okay. The welds closed better because there's a little more material. So you don't get failures as often with a 5-mil bag as you do with a 3-mil.
All right. Good deal. And it's 10 cents a pound lower.
It's 10 cents difference.
Yeah.
When you think
almost
about
why would you? Yeah.
When you think about your order, it's like maybe $10 to $20 more to have just a thicker bag.
Yeah.
We're seeing about 50% of our orders now are 5-mil.
5-mil. Yeah. It's a good call. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Gus? He's calling us from Burbank this morning. Hi, Gus. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yo, you guys.
Hi, Gus.
Hey, Gus.
Yo. Well, Fisherman's Processing is hands down the best, okay? I've worked with all of them. And,
no doubt.
And you got it.
Thanks, Gus.
You guys got it.
Thank you.
And Gus is somewhat of a master when it comes to fish, I would say.
I like to smoke fish, but not the kind that you smoke. I specialize in salmon. But what I was going to ask you is, regarding smoked fish, and this is just a personal choice for me, I like smoking yellowtail better than smoking than tuna, yellowfin.
I agree with you 100%. Yellowtail is my favorite smoked fish.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I was first introduced to smoked fish. My dad used to make smoked yellowtail, and it was so good. And now it just seems like that's really a good thing with yellowtail.
I agree. I mean, I don't particularly like yellowtail on the grill, but I'll grab a piece of smoked yellowtail any day of the week. I love it.
I love yellowtail no matter what. In the can, on the grill,
yeah,
one of my favorite fish.
I agree.
Yeah. It's good. It stays moist, which is nice.
It does.
And especially the way you guys do it. Yeah. I like the teriyaki yellowtail.
Oh, yeah.
The jerky.
Oh, the teriyaki yellowtail jerky.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it comes to jerky, I like the tuna better, which is funny.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to smoke, I definitely favor the yellowtail.
Yeah, the yellowtail's good. Yeah. And what about wahoo? Do you ever smoke wahoo?
We do smoke wahoo. It smokes really well because it's a mild flavored fish anyways. So it takes the flavors of the brine and the smoke really well. And so if you like the hickory and you like the spicy brine that we use, it's excellent. It really you taste all those flavors.
Yeah, I'm so fired up for this right now.
Yeah, no kidding. And if you want your fish smoked, what's the cost on that?
It's $1.60 a pound for smoking. And
that's it?
Yeah.
That's way less than I would have thought, too.
Yeah, that's what we charge. Up in places like Alaska, you pay a lot more for that service.
So $1.60 a pound, let's say you have a 30-pound tuna, how much you're going to yield in smoke?
30-pound tuna, you're probably going to get in the 25% range.
Okay.
Yeah.
50% in fillet, 25% in smoke?
50 is a little high for for that size fish. You get the 50% range when you're starting to talk about 150-pound-plus fish. The size of the tuna matters. You get about 48%, I think, on about 150-pound fish. And it just goes down. So the smaller the fish, the less the yield.
So let's talk about 150-pound fish. 150-pound fish, 48% fillet. Of what percentage of smoke?
You lose about 3%, so you're going to get about 45%.
Oh, that much smoke?
You lose about 3% of weight just from dehydration.
Yeah.
And then, of course, jerky, you lose a lot more than that. You get down into the, because that's really dehydrated, and you're going to get into the 15% back on a 150-pound fish.
And how much is jerky?
Jerky's $2.60.
And keep in mind, too, the as we described from the beginning, it's table ready everything. So your yield is less because tail pectin's getting trimmed off, bloodline's getting trimmed off. There's no hidden weight to make things any different on your guy.
Right.
I've always thought that about Sean, because I've heard people, down at the land go, "Oh, what do you mean I'm only going to get 30% back on this? If I was cutting, I'd get this." He said, "Well, this isn't a
big bloodline
heavy tail, every, scrap of tail meat on there. These are bags ready to go on the grill."
Well, the skin alone on almost all the fish is 10% of the fish. Just taking the skin off, you lose 10%.
10%. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Gus, nice to hear from you. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Fisherman's Processing on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Boating season is heating up with Yamaha Outboard's Season of Savings sales event. For a limited time, purchase an eligible select new 2.5 to 175 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive up to $750 in dealer credit. That's right, up to $750 in dealer credit with eligible outboards. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends June 16th, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, it's Trank season. Summer is Trank season, right?
Yeah, you got it, man. I mean, you talk about the ultimate reel for casting a popper, a surface iron, any of that cast and retrieve style lure. Nothing does it like Trank's. Variable brake system, really good level wind, but you still have all the gears and guts of a very powerful high torque reel.
Yeah, you have choices now. You not only have the incredibly powerful Trank's 500, but you want something a little bit smaller? Try the 400. The 400 HG is an amazing reel with a lot of power, but a little smaller package.
And if you're a calico bass guy, there's nothing like that new Trank's 300. Fantastic reel, fits in the palm of your hand, big power, great casting. And you want to talk about strength, that 177-pound bluefin tuna that was caught in the San Diego the other day? Trank's 500.
Trank's 500, there it is. Check it out. Trank's, the reels that you should get, you should have the full arsenal, 300, 400, and 500. Match it with Max Quattro. You have incredible line capacity and a powerful reel. Trank's at your local Shimano dealer.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As promised, it's time for the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting out there, which today, sponsored in part by Scorpion Sport Fishing. Hey, featuring two of the best boats on the East Cape, a 35-foot beautiful Cabo Yacht, the El Regalo, and a 26-foot twin outboard center console, the Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, which I think is such a cool thing that you can have somebody custom tailor and put you on a cool beach fish in the East Cape. The professional Scorpion Sport Fishing are fully equipped and to help make your fishing dreams of the East Cape come true. Check ScorpionSportFishing.com for the finest charters on the East Cape. And we're going to start off the Catch Report up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good, good. Well, hey, we had a repeat week up here, kind of the last week, you know. What's good to see is we're seeing some consistent steps in the right direction. You know, kind of like a repeat week's a good thing to see this time of year. So we really can't ask for more than that. With that being said, you know, we had some real good calico bass fishing up here this week, which is kind of our staple for sure up here at Dana Wharf. Our water temps this week, like 62 to 65 degrees. You know, we did have a little bit of breeze a couple afternoons this week, which did drop the surface temps a little bit. But everything kind of bounced right back, which is definitely good to see. So as you can imagine, we had some good surface fishing. We've got anchovy and sardine in our receivers there, so that's really kind of perked up the bass fishing. Fly line baits definitely were the setup of choice this week. You know, we did catch some fish on the surface iron, the wax wing, the swim baits as well, so we're starting to see that spring calico bass fishing perk up definitely. Out deep, out in that 30 to 50 fathom water this week, there was quite a bit of current. You know, the tides this week were big using. There's a lot of water moving around out there in the deep sector, and it made cod fishing on the drift definitely better than fishing on the anchor for us. Some reds, groupers, sculpin out there, you know, kind of rounded out our counts there on our three-quarter day. We've kind of been splitting our time as we kind of do this time of year, you know, out there in the morning getting some fish on the boat, and then midday we've been sliding into the kelp and fishing the calico bass. The Fury, he was out at Clemente yesterday. He had good mixed bag fishing for his charter group, some rockfish, sheephead, whitefish, bonito, a couple yellowtail in his mix. So he's online to run his overnight trips, you know, wherever the fish are. Like I said, he's been fishing Clemente primarily. And then he's also online to run his 5-to-5 stuff Catalina as well. And again, you know, for the month of May, our twilight trips, you know, we're out every single night. We got that $19 special running through the end of the month here. So if you guys want to hop on that, we're running the full gamut of trips. So we're almost full swing here, summer schedule. So you guys want to hop on a trip, give us a call here at the landing. Phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And like always, I urge you guys to use that discount you can find on the Let's Talk Hookup page. Click on that Dana Wharf banner ad. It'll give you a little discount code, and you can book online from there.
Little discount. That's a nice
discount. Yeah, no doubt,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's really generous of you guys. Great, Brian. Appreciate that report. Sounds like things are happening. It must be almost summer, huh?
Well, we're taking the spring stuff, and like I said, you know, a couple steps in the right direction each week is what we want to see this time of year. So glad it happened for us this week.
Sure, nice to hear that you still have those great options at the bait receiver, too. Having that anchovy and sardine both is sure a big advantage this time of year.
It definitely helps, no doubt about it.
No question. Yeah, and having the Everingham brothers right there, That's
awesome.
The big deal, right?
That's where it's all about, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yep. For sure.
Nobody better.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Gundy.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow. You know, we're back to a cooler water situation. And I tell you, the anchovies inside, the bait inside, you know, like you were just talking, the small sardines and anchovies and excellent tides this week have just lit up the halibut fishing. I'm going to start in the southern section where it was the best fishing. Seal Beach, big fish reported. The bite along shoreline drive there was terrific all week. Lots of bait inside the federal breakwater, mostly anchovies, lots of the bite, legal fish. And short fish in the mix. That MS anchovy flash minnow has been red hot. The Zoom flukes have been a top bait, too. And the fluke baits, I'll get into that in a minute, have been red hot here, both the Berkeley jerk shads and the Zooms. And the guys are rigging them mostly lead head, and you get a little more distance on them, but also very effective drop shot. And the way I look at that is if you're searching for fish, you fish that lead head, and if you're in an area where you know that there's fish along a jetty, breakwater, dock, that kind of thing, then you go to that drop shot, and it's more of a finesse approach. The spot fin bite up there in Long Beach was also real good. Huntington Cliffs kicking out fish to 4 pounds, Bolsa Chica fish to 3 pounds, Mussel's been the top bait there. Dana Point, Capo Bay was red hot there. Hogan's reported fish to 30 inches were taken in the bay this week. Cottons and Trails has also been a good stretch. And then, of course, that San Diego section has been the best. Pacific Coast reported another terrific week of halibut fishing. The lagoons, inlets, and the adjoining beaches, everything related to the tide swinging in and out of those lagoons has been the key. One of the shop's regulars there, a halibut specialist, reported catching and releasing 50 legal fish here in the last several weeks. That's phenomenal. I mean, I remember times when you were lucky to get a legal fish every 3 or 4 outings, you know what I mean? The freak catch of the week was a 2.5-pound zebra perch that one of the guys throwing a lucky craft for halibut caught. I've never seen a zebra perch over a pound. That's a phenomenal fish. Finally, Blue Water reported excellent halibut fishing. Lots of legal fish topped by a 35-inch, 25-pound fish taken in Bodoquitos. As a bonus, the guys landed a 6-pound striped bass at the Del Mar Channel and a 12-pound striped bass at Bodoquitos. And they were all throwing those Zoom flukes for the halibut and catching this mixed bag. Berkeley jerk shad, Zoom flukes, red hot this week. The shop down there went through 2 dozen bags this week. So when you're watching a lure fly off the hook, Rock Cod knows this, it's hot.
Yeah. That's so cool. What a great report, cool. Gundy. Good That's report. Awesome.
Lots of good fishing going on. Must be almost summer, right?
Yeah, it is. And for the shore guy, it's going to be a heck of a one.
Yeah, all right.
Awesome, man.
Gundy, happy Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy your weekend, and thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Always a pleasure, guys. You guys have a good week.
Thanks, Gundy. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our Catch Report today, sponsored in part by the guy sitting right next to us, Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and it's no question why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best and smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing.
Indeed, and I want to remind you, if you're a surf fisherman, surffishtackle.com. That's Bill Varney's great website, surffishtackle.com. Everything you need to go fishing in the surf is right there at surffishtackle.com. And speaking of Bill Varney, does a great job with our Let's Talk Hookup newsletter. We send a blast out every week, usually Thursday. Tell you about what's going on the shows and what's going on the fishing grounds and other important information that you should know. We don't sell our list. If you're not on our list, just easy to do. Go to our website, letstalkhookup.com, and then just click on the subscribe button right there at the top of the page or near the top of the page there where we list our guests, and subscribe because it's fun, it's good information, and it only comes once a week, so you don't have to worry about lots of spam.
That's for sure. Well, the phone lines are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Sean. We're going to jump right back into him and talk to Rick, who's calling us from Chatsworth this morning. Hi, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you very much. Hey, guys, I just wanted to thank Sean for one of the greatest services in San Diego since the fishing. My wife appreciates him very much.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I'll agree with that.
My question was, I just wanted to get clear, did he say that we just bring the fish whole, like you just bleed it and then bring the fish straight there, or what's the best condition?
Yeah, if you're on a long-range trip where we're at the dock to meet you, just, yeah, bleed the fish. Spike it. It's a good idea also if you want to spike it. But, yeah, bring it whole is the best thing because the skin of the fish will protect the meat within. So keeping it whole is the best way.
What about on a long-range trip? How would you want it?
The crews on some of these long-range boats, what they'll do, if it's going to be in the RSW tanks for more than 3 days, generally speaking, they will gill and gut that fish. That helps the water stay clean in the RSW tank. But most of the crews take really good care of the fish. I don't think you'll have to give them any instructions on how to do it. They've got it down. And it will be there at the dock in that case. If you're on a long-range trip on one of the regular long-range boats out of any of the three landings down there, we meet those boats, and then we take the fish right there at the dock, and we'll drive it to our shop.
You'll be right at the top of the dock to greet them, or there's a couple of boats that offer the service where you don't even have to do that. They'll load the fish directly from the RSW tank.
Yeah.
On a scale, right into the slush bin.
Right now, if you go on the Royal Polaris Shogun or the Royal Star, they'll actually do the paperwork on the boat the night prior to your return, and we'll receive the fish directly from their fish hold right into our slush bins on the dock.
You don't have to drag any fish at all. That's such a way to go. I mean, it's so much.
It's a cool
so much
service.
Better. Remember the old days where you used to have to stand there and unload all the fish, and, you know?
It's a great option. We certainly do plenty of at the top of the dock where they sort the fish out. As far as quality goes, I think it's pretty much the same. I don't think you're getting a lesser quality if you have to sort the fish out at the top of the dock. Tell us to pick up your fish. I mean, if you tell us to pick up your fish, that fish won't sit on the sidewalk but for a minute, and we'll get it picked up and put in our ice bin, just the same as if it went straight from the boat to the ice bin. If you want to get a picture, that's where it might sit a while on a hot day. That can make a difference. So, you know, if it's hot out, make sure we pick your fish up right away and get it in the ice bin. And it's just exactly the same quality as if we took it off the boat.
I always utilize Fisherman's Processing, but last year I had some friends come down that I wanted to give a fish to back and forth, so I just sent all of my fish to the top of the dock. And then when friends came, why don't you grab that one, you take that one. And then, okay, these three I want to go to Sean, boom, and they went straight off, you know. And just to get an idea of what the pile looked like at the end of it, decide, you know, maybe I want to put some to canning, maybe I want to put some over here, and just easy to get a good visual of everything. And then, like you said, your guys were just the second you said, okay, how about let's take these three, boom, they were instantly gone in the truck and on their way to go get
it. And
cut.
Certainly no quality was compromised by doing that. And you brought up also a fish for a friend, which we also offer. If you have a fish that you want to put into somebody else's name, but you don't want to pay for their processing, we'll make out a whole nother invoice in that person's name, and you're just the nice guy that gave them a fish, and they'll pay for their own processing.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I think it's killer.
Yeah, people go, hey, how about some fish? It's like, okay,
yeah.
How big a fish you want? If I do catch, I'll leave a 100-pounder for you in your name. You go pick it up at the processing.
And how stoked are they? They get to cruise down to Fisherman's Processing a couple days later, and, you know, whatever. My name is Rick Maxa. You know, Pete left me a fish, and they've got their own file, their own paperwork. Oh, here you go. No problem. And you got this unbelievable product.
Yeah, it's a great way. A lot of people, you know, you lose track sometimes of how much fish you caught.
No doubt.
And you may not need all that fish, or you can't eat it all. And this is a great way to spread it around. It's appreciated.
For sure. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your questions, more of your phone calls. We've got another hour of Fisherman's Processing information coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito. Baja California.
Jim Rome, weekday mornings at 9 on San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system control,
controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more, all at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.